You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Garnishing a dish with a bit of fruit or some fresh parsley can be lovely, but garnishing someone's wages is not lovely at all.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
A good Sunday to you.
This one comes from a listener named Brian Turner, and he asked, why is it when you garnish a plate of food, you add something to it, but when you garnish someone's wages, you take something away? And I think that's a great question.
It is, and I'm very grateful to Brian for putting this word on my radar, which otherwise was not on my radar at all, although I can use both of these meanings of garnish. Let's explain. Garnish, as a verb, to garnish, comes into English from Old French. And early on, you see it in this meaning of to furnish or equip, particularly with arms or provisions. So you would furnish an army with weapons, that kind of thing. It then expands its meaning to mean to fit out anything with adornments or decoration. So you're garnishing this. This could be clothes. And by the 17th century, it can be a dish on a table.
So there's all the sprigs of parsley and lemon slices. That's where they come in.
Exactly. All those garnishes. And you'll see what you and I just did there, which is that we're also using it as a noun, that you can garnish the plate, but you can also put a garnish on the plate, all those garnishes. That's in some ways the easy part of this verb. Then we have this legal meaning. This is the garnishing someone's wages. This appears to go back to a legal meaning, 16th century, where to garnish meant to serve notice on someone for the purpose of getting money, money owed in a debt. And we can see how you can get from there to the act of taking money by legal authority, which is how garnish is now used, which is you're taking money often from someone's wages through your own authority, legal authority. Now, here's a question for you around this verb. Have you ever used the verb garnishee?
No, you know, I haven't. And I did some reporting on Michigan's unemployment system. In that story, I did have to use the word garnish quite a bit, but not garnisheed. But one day I heard a commentator on the radio use it. And I kind of did a double take and actually made a mental note to ask you about it. So I'm going to do that right now and ask you about it.
I don't know this verb. This is not a verb that I use. So I couldn't say that someone's wages were garnisheed. But Michael Quinion, who writes the blog Worldwide Words, which I have mentioned on this show many times, he's written a little piece on this, and he says that he only knew the verb garnishee. And when I went and looked in Merriam-Webster, they actually, under the verb, cross-reference garnishee to get the definition. What seems to have happened here is that garnishee, with that double E at the end, in the 17th century referred to the person whose money was being garnished.
And I can totally use it that way. That makes sense to me.
And then what seems to have happened was that you had these compounds like garnishee summons, where the noun got reinterpreted as a verb and people started using it as a verb. I looked at Brian Garner's Modern American Usage, that guide, and his take is that garnishee is usually reserved for the noun, garnish for the verb. But if you look in standard resources, you will see both garnish and garnishee for the verb.
Another one explained. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.